Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, and welcome to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, the owner of Meraki Media Management. The End in Mind is a place where we come to share stories, tips, and strategies of many entrepreneurs, creatives, business owners, and just some people that aren't willing to live the traditional lifestyle. We talk about how to live outside of the box today and how to incorporate what really is important in your life to keep that end goal always in mind. Again, if you would like to reach out to me in any type of way, you can find me on Instagram at Meraki_media_management. And I hope to hear from you all soon. Thanks so much and enjoy our show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the End in Mind. I'm your host, Caitlin, and I'm really excited about today's amazing guest. Thank you so much for being here, Haley.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to talk to you, as always.
Oh, I know. I was just sharing for the listeners before we got on. We were just kind of like vibing about different projects and different networking groups that we're a part of, which I'm sure we'll share more about today, like the Hub, and how we've even like just created a great friendship online. And even though we don't know each other that well, I feel like we have this like synergy, you know?
For sure. Yeah. I think like the first time I met you on the network, on the one of our networking calls, I was like, okay, yeah. I need to know her. So
that's exactly how I felt about you. We're both intuitive. And like, you know, it just like hit it off the bat, like really just got each other. And I think a lot of our listeners tend to be intuitives too. So can you tell us a little bit more about what you do and how you weave in a lot of this like spirituality in conjunction with a lot of strategy, which is what I love about what you do?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I am a brand and website designer. I help female entrepreneurs in the health and wellness space, and I have been designing like forever. I mean, since high school, I was the kid in the yearbook class who didn't realize where that was going to take me in my life, but I'm, you know, so glad that I started there. And I was a part of marketing teams for like big corporate companies up until I had my twin girls. And then I left my job. It was really like my opportunity to get away from the corporate world and like just to see if I can do my own thing. You know, there was obviously the time period where they were newborns where I was not doing that yet. I wasn't trying to do anything new other than that. But yeah. And then I was like, okay, this is my time. Like, I am going to see if I can do this. And yeah, that was like 2.5 years ago now. So I've been, you know, building this business. And I mean, really the reason that I work with the clients that I love to work with is very in line with me becoming a mom. So when I did leave my job, I like I said, I was a designer my whole life. So like as soon as I left my job, it was like psh, like I felt like I was, my identity was taken from me. It's like And you know, I didn't realize that because I was so excited to be a mom and like it was this new adventure. But then as the month started going by, I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute. Like, I am not feeling okay with this. And like, after, you know, it kind of set in, I was like, all right, like, I just started to get in like a dark place because I did feel like I lost my identity. And like, you know, I have always been so passionate about design. So for that to not be a part of my life just didn't sit well with me. And so, yeah, I like really took advantage of the like wellness providers that I already knew, and then even like friends who also were dealing with like other mental health issues that weren't the same as mine, but like they've gone through it, and it was kind of my first time like really, really needing support. And so it was like this time where I was able to like really dive in and like make myself a priority. And that's really what I did. And what came out of that was this business. And so it's like so cool to me that, like, you know, I get to work with wellness providers who did help me come out of that like really dark spot and like, you know, feel so much better and like, you know, moving forward. And even now, I still work with people personally. And so to be able to like have that like duality of like, it's my personal life, but also it's my business. It's like so amazing. I'm still like, cannot believe that I honestly like just went with it. Like, I just trusted and I was like, yeah, this feels like I want to work with these people. Like, I had never run a business before. I'd never had to choose a niche before, but I was like, this just feels right. Like, I knew. And so it's only developed like stronger and deeper out of that. So really just excited that this is my life.
I know. I'm like, yay. Like, that's literally what we celebrate here, too, because I think a lot of people idolize, right? Like quitting their job. I actually just talked about this the other day. Like, they think it's going to give them all of this capacity to like do their business or like create or put in motion. But what really happens is this stagnancy of shifting identities, and it actually can create like more chatter in our brains rather than less and take away from our capacity. So thank you so much for being vulnerable and sharing that portion of your journey too, which led you back to finding your ideal clients. It's like the most intuitive way to build a business is how you did it.
And it like feels that way too. Like whenever I first started, I was like, you know, like we're gonna go with this. Like it feels right, but you never know, right? I was like, this is new to me, all new. And so just like knowing that I mean, I'm a person who's like, I even before that like really tough spot, I've always been like, you know, working on myself and like personal development and like, and so it's like I kind of like knew intuitively like that is kind of the direction that I feel passionate about, right? So it's like already a part of my life and felt really natural, and so it feels even more natural as it's like grown and developed into what it is. It's really cool to be able to work with people that inspire you. I mean, that's like part of why I feel so lucky is that inherently working with my clients, like I'm getting like healing like while when I'm working with them, like just by like talking to them. And like I knew I wanted to put myself in the rooms where I'm gonna like get that energy, right? Like I am going to like get my energy matched or like better, right? And so like I'm gonna be able to like draw from them and like be inspired by them. And you know, that's really like what inspires me to like design everything for them is because it's like it just feels so aligned with like who I am and who they are. So, yeah.
It's amazing. And your identity too, like even though you're going through this shift, there's something really interesting, I think, as like highly sensitives, and I say that for the podcast listeners as well, but also intuitives and empaths, is like we know who we are, but for a portion of our lives, like we've been conditioned to maybe ignore that or like kind of shut it down because we were just trying to get it done or push through or like create income. And it's almost like when you took the time to slow down, you were able to excel even more through like creating this space. And I think it's also so beautiful because these practitioners have impacted your life. I feel the same way about my clients. It's like this next level passion when you're creating with them because you know how much they can impact, like the ripple effect of all the other people that they reach after working with you.
That makes me think, like, people ask, like, what impact do you want to make on the world? Or like, what would you want to like improve the world in some way? And like that always felt like a hard question for me because I was like, I don't know, like I am a designer. Like, what am I gonna do? Like I just was like, I don't know. And so like to now feel like I get to support the women who are able to like change lives, that feels very powerful to me. Like, whereas like I don't feel like I am like, the one directly like changing their livelihood, like their joy day to day, but like to be able to support other women and like so that they can, reach their audience and help more people. Like that feels like my like indirect way of like improving the world by like helping them be seen and help them get those clients so that they can help their lives. So
It's so expansive. Like it feels like you're like breathing life. And one of the things I always talk about on this show too is like being a trailblazer. We were talking about this inside the hub actually as well in our vulnerable networking group. And Haley and I are both in the hub. If you guys don't know about the hub, I'll link it below. It's a great co-collaborative space. Highly recommend joining. It's like the best people in one room.
same.
And it was like so fun. Lauren, one of our hypnosis members, was talking about marketing, and she was bringing up kind of like what you're talking about in this transitional phase of her marketing and getting used to like how she wants to portray herself online. And really, that's your specialty, like through creating these websites and this branding. And she said that she was getting a lot of feedback where people were giving her advice or like, unsolicited advice, we might say, with the best intention. But what I found in her message when she was sharing it, which I feel like is what you're sharing too, is these practitioners are trailblazers of explaining to people like this old way of doing things doesn't have to continue as we all evolve. Like, I don't think this nastiness of marketing will be that way in the future. It's just going to change. And that's what I feel like you're doing with your clients as well, and showing them different ways. I think that that's the portion of understanding your clients as well and empowering them to use their voice through their website, their marketing, their branding, to share their passion. Because I also know a lot of empathic business owners, like we like to be quiet or like, not as much like shout it from the rooftops, our gifts maybe. So how do you pull this out of your clients and empower them?
I feel like I've been talking a lot about this too because I see a lot of wellness practitioners out there, which in my opinion is a good thing. Like there should be, but that means that, there are a lot of different types of people to choose from, really. And like how, if I am like looking for somebody who is going to help me specifically with like postpartum depression or like help me like just like specific things, like you want to be able to say like I am that person who can help you, right? Like I hello, like I'm here. And just because like your personality might be a little more like timid or, you know, reserved, that doesn't mean that you aren't unique, right? So like, just because you feel that, which I think that there's things to uncover there, right? You could talk to Lauren and with some subconscious reprogramming there, regardless of like what you think you as a healer are special and unique. And like one of my gifts, like I have talked to people before and it is like something that I'm realizing is a gift of mine, is like to be able to talk to somebody and meet somebody and ask them questions and really like get in their head to like see who they are. And I'm able to like translate that into a brand that like really feels like they like truly them and not just another wellness brand. So that's like one of the biggest things that I see is just like a lot of people are blending in because they're like, okay, like I'm just going to make a logo. So I have a holistic wellness coaching business. So let's just Google that. Okay. Now we're going to choose like just one of the very many like standard stereotypical wellness business logos. And they're like, okay, cool. Like that is what my business is, but it's not. Like that's you too. You are a part of your business. You are not just a holistic wellness business. You are you, and you bring that to your business. So like that needs to shine through in order for people to like understand who you are and like, do I want to work with you? Like, are we going to vibe, right? Like there needs to be that kind of that expression through your brand, even if you think that you're like, oh, just like this reserved, whatever. But like, we can portray that too in a unique way. That's not just like everything else, right? So like, it doesn't have to be like loud and vibrant or like weird and funky. Like it can still be whoever you are, just in a way that like expresses that in a unique way. That's not everything else. And so people can actually find you and be like, wow, like, okay, I understand who she is. Like when people go to your website, typically they are going to, at least in this digital era, right? Like they're going to see you on social media or on your website first, unless you're meeting them in person. And so we should really be prioritizing making your brand and your website an extension of you. Like it should feel and like you're talking to them. It should feel like you are there, not just like a basic WordPress site that like doesn't feel like you in any way. So that's just something that I think is super important to think about as you're, you know, if you do think you want to DIY your site or, you know, even hire somebody, it's like just be intentional about those decisions, because there are ways to DIY your site, but there are also like really simple templates out there that you can choose from that will help enhance your website so you don't have to do everything on your own. And there's also service providers out there who are specifically niched down for you. Like I have found that, which is so cool. Like when you start your business, you're like, everybody says, oh, you should like pick your niche or define your audience, whatever. But like that also means that there are people out there who are like specifically working to be able to help you directly. So like I wouldn't go out and hire anyone for my business that isn't like in some way also in the wellness industry, because I know that they're out there. Does that make sense? Like so like even like a social media management company, I wouldn't just hire any social media management company, because I now know that there are people out there who like have similar values to me, and so I would prefer to hire that person because they're going to understand me better and be able, I just trust that they would be able to like you know, translate that in a way that I would feel good about. So I think that's a good just tip to keep in mind for business owners, is like, there is somebody out there for you. So just be intentional about your decisions that you're making when you hire people. Yeah.
Well said. Well said. Because I think it is really, it's like shiny object syndrome when you get into this online world. And speaking from my own experience too, I'm sure Haley also would say this. It's like, it can be really loud, the amount of offers and people that want to work with you, like especially when you first start your business. And it can be hard to discern, who should I be working with? And I love how you said, like, just go back to your values. It's literally mm-hmm. that simple. If they don't align with your values, they're just probably not your person. And you will find someone, or like an agency or a company, that will be able to serve you in your highest good too. It's like mm-hmm. when you work with someone and you have conflicting values, like speaking from my own experience, it never works out, like ever, yeah. you know?
Yeah, and it's even just, though they're not on your side.
Yeah, like you might love them, right? Like as a human to human. But yeah. like when it comes down to the nitty gritty of business, it will not align. Mm-hmm. And also like most of the time for me, I don't know, maybe it might be what I'm attracting, but it's like sometimes just a respect level or like a communication level, even just mm-hmm. like miscommunication. And people don't think that that will add up, but it really does over time. And it can even like taint how you feel about this person. So really be careful about like who you get into business with. I feel like that's such an old school saying, but I really feel like that still rings true.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's old school, but you know, also now it's like thinking about it now that we are doing that, like that is, we like that is something that we need to think about,
you know, like the values of it all, because I don't find a lot of people talk about values when it comes to business. Like I've had a few mentors bring up values to me, and is that something that you will even help your clients define, like if they're unsure? Because especially when we're going through these identity shifts, like I found myself like, oh, maybe I have these values over here, which were very like corporate structure, like whatever. Mm-hmm. And once I tapped into myself, I'm like, I actually am super like fluid and like don't really care about structure, you know, like even though there's always like a need for it. And I'm using air quotes for the listeners. Like, of course, there's a need for structure, like nothing would get done. But there's also a level of like scale on some of these values where like I'm sure your clients might lean towards a different value, mm-hmm. maybe even just after talking with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a brand strategy workbook that is like free, and actually I will send that to you so we can include that in the show notes. But so that is something that I do a discovery call with my clients, and we will work through brand strategy. What I say is, I mean, I tell people that your brand values should pretty much be your personal values. Like if I am creating like my heart aligned business, like if I'm creating something that is like, okay, this is like for me and like what do I want, you know, I would start by writing down your personal values and like going through that process first. And then going through the brand strategy workbook, it will help you to uncover your brand values, but you'll be able to like pull from your personal values because they should align. Like when you use your personal values as your brand values, like that's where, you know, that's how you are showing up to people like as your true self when you're bringing you into your business. And so like, really, I mean, as a business owner, like these are our personal values that like really should be woven through our business. So yeah. That's what I would suggest is like, don't start writing your brand values, start writing your personal values and then pull from that what makes sense. So I think that it's very important to have your values defined with branding and website design. Like, I use the values as part of, like, I use that and translate that visually.
Yeah.
So that's kind of hard to, like, put into words how that happens. But, like, you know, I have a whole list of words that that comes out of our discovery call. And part of that is your brand values. And so it's, like, all just, like, crafting, right? Like, I'm, like, crafting your brand, and it's, like, all these little pieces that you think are important. Like, you're just like, oh yeah, these are my values, or oh yeah, I personally am silly, but, like, whatever, you know, like, there's, like, all these little tidbits of things that I am, like, looking at and crafting and visually translating that into an appealing brand identity that, like, feels like you. Like, that is where I shine, and where I am, like, so passionate about is, like, bringing it out of you. Because I did come from the corporate world where, like, that just wasn't a priority. I can see how, like, huge businesses, it might not make sense for them to, like, have personal values, but, you know, this is your small business that you're building, and it should be something that's important to you. So we were talking about marketing and how it can be, like, people can think that it's, like, icky or, like, salesy and, you know, all this stuff. But, like, when you think about it and you start from the ground up with your values and your personal values, then that builds, like, a strong foundation for, like, just, like, a lovely, not icky marketing and branding experience for your customers.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So well said. I love that you shared that too, because it shouldn't feel icky. Like, if it does, then that's a whole nother conversation. You know, you kind of have to start from, like, square one. And I found too, and I don't know if you have anything to share on this topic, but when I've been in business, there can be, like, conflicts, right, that come up. Like, being in business is a challenge, and that's why a lot of people don't do it. Let's just be honest. So it's like this personal development journey that you start when you become a business owner. And then I think you have to evolve, you know, in order to, like, make the income you want and really surpass maybe other business owners that aren't doing the same things. But in conjunction with that, like, I might even get confused, you know, like, when you hire a new client, like, is this in line with my values? And that's what I always come back to. Like, if maybe I hired somebody, it was a part of my journey, it threw me off, right? Like, that's okay, because I can always come back to my values and remind myself, okay, this might have been a mistake, but was it really, or was it just leading me back to really why I do this? Like, why I stand my ground on XYZ about social media, you know, because, like, I'm not the girl that's going to take you viral. So if somebody's saying that on the first call, like, we're probably misaligned, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I think that everything is a learning lesson, and I've definitely had clients that don't align with, like, my personal and brand values. But like we said before, it's not, like, anything against them. I liked them as a person. But just as far as, like, longevity of my business and, like, keeping up with the passion that I have for it, you know, like, I'm like, okay, that was a client I had. And these are the things I learned. And honestly, it's not even, like, it is a lesson also in just your systems too, like, in your structure. And it just kind of solidifies, like, okay, this person kind of took advantage of some of the ways that I do things. And yes, there was a misalignment, a little bit of values there. So, like, that's why. But also, now I know, like, moving forward, okay, now I can just change, or, like, you know, include in a contract or whatever, like, change things so that that's not even, like, not that won't happen again, even if there is, you know, someone who I say taking advantage, that's dramatic, but like, you know, who pushes the boundaries a little bit of what I offer. And it just like, it's like everything is a learning lesson. And okay, I can grow from that. And I can, it'll make me better. And it'll make the client experience for the next person that much better. So yeah, I think it's all like a learning lesson, each client, even if you think you have it all figured out.
Right. Because none of us do, right? Like we're always tweaking and evolving. And that's what I always hope people take away from this podcast as well, is like, you don't have to have it all figured out. You will stumble, you will fall at times, you know, that's what life is, unfortunately. But the more you continue to craft, like you said, your own craft, that's where I believe like the magic starts to happen. And then you're 6 years in and you're like, wow, you know, look at what I've built. Like 2 years in, you can say that. And that's what I just love about how you followed your intuition, because the more you connect with you, the easier it will be to create this type of prosperous business that doesn't feel so like misaligned in your daily. Like you shouldn't feel uncomfortable with your clients. And I think business used to be that way. Like in the old world, my coach would say, and in this new world, it's like, no, we don't have to feel weird about working with people. Like life should be enjoyable. Let's not get it twisted, you know?
Yeah, we don't need to sacrifice our mental stability and our happiness for money. Like, right? That's like just to like get the money or to like appease them, you know? It's like, well, this is my business, so I'm going to run it the way I want to. I love that that's what we get to do now, right? It's amazing.
It's so special. It's so special. And like for the listeners, if this is not where you're at, I hope that this is inspiring, you know, to like bring you all back to knowing that this is possible. And please reach out to Haley or I. We'll have her Instagram linked below. The brand guide, I love that. Any type of like questions that you have, message us. Can you tell all of the listeners how to get in touch with you too? Because I'm sure they'll have questions.
Yeah. Yes. I love to talk with entrepreneurs. That's like one of my favorite things. So you can reach me on Instagram. It's Haley Norris Design Co. And that's also my website URL is HaleyNorrisDesignCo.com. And yeah, if you have any questions at all about entrepreneurship, about branding, I mean, websites, just message me and I don't know, I will just say, just message me on Instagram and I will send you a link to book like a free consultation with me. So that no matter where you're at on your journey, whether you haven't even started yet, or you are in the works of like, okay, I know I need to do a website soon, or you've had a business for a few years, like there, I will chat with you about whatever you want, so that I can help you like build an action plan for moving forward. Because branding and websites can be a big undertaking, and a lot of people can like feel intimidated by it, so they put it off, or they just, you know, half do it, half put their energy into it, when you deserve to have something with your full energy in it. So I would just reach out to me about any point in your journey and I'll help you feel more confident in where you need to go.
I love it. Thank you so much, Haley, for being here. Reach out to her, you guys. Like, seriously, watch her content at the very least, because you will learn so much. And I think it's well said how you're just sharing, like anybody in business may need your support, because if you know that you have built a brand with misaligned values, nothing is wrong with that. Let's just go back to square one, hire Haley, and you will get help and it will move forward a lot faster too. So like, don't drag your feet on this. It's time to get yourself out there. And yeah, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to The End in Mind. I would like to remind you all, if you haven't yet reached out to me on Instagram, we are at @Meraki_media_management. It will be in our show notes as well. If you would like to reach out to me, we always offer free coaching through Instagram based around our Instagram training and our business Instagram practices. If you need any type of support, please do not hesitate to reach out to me there. And we also offer several different types of consulting and training packages if you're looking for a little bit more in-depth tips. So thank you all for listening in. And of course, I want you all to keep the end in mind as you continue with your day and or work week. Have a great week, and I will see you all next time.